Participation in high school girls wrestling has exploded in Delaware, and now it's been designated as a fully sanctioned varsity sport. WHYY's Chris Barish has this story.
More than 300 girls competed on girls' teams this season. That's nearly triple the number of just two seasons ago. So last month, the state's sports governing body elevated it to a level 3 sport. That means there will be fully sanctioned state championship dual and individual meets. Until now, there's only been an unofficial state title meet.
That's going to be awesome. It's just a great thing for the girls. A lot of people put asterisks on their accolades, which I don't think is right. Now that it's officially official, we can go past those asterisks. There's no more unofficial. It's all gas, no brakes, as the kids would say.
That's Eustace Beezer, coach at St. George's Tech. His team had only 3 wrestlers when the 2023-24 season began, but this year nearly 40 girls competed. Daniel Boone chairs the state girls wrestling committee and said there will be at least 16 varsity teams next school year.
I don't think anybody saw how quickly this would grow and take off, and it's just been fantastic.
Some girls have been competing with the boys' teams, but that will no longer be permitted at schools that have separate boys and girls teams. Addison Weissmiller of St. George's can't wait to officially defend her unofficial 145-pound title when she's a senior.
I think it's kind of insane how it has been sanctioned and when I started it wasn't. I think that's amazing.
Delaware becomes the 47th state to fully sanction girls wrestling, joining neighbors Maryland, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.